This menu is a masterpiece.
This is the worst party ever.
Knock, knock. I brought chicken fingers.
Raising Cane's. The party is saved.
Peter, Mr. Billingsley.
Celebrate the holidays with Raising Cane's chicken fingers. One love.
Welcome back to Hour 3 on a Thursday. Steve Sipple, Jake Sorens with you. Bill Bush out today, back again tomorrow. Hour 3 sponsored by our friends at NEBCO.
The Co.
Now hiring at Concrete Industries for precast production laborers. Check them out at concreteindustries.com or at NEBCOinc.com. Last night, we mentioned already, Nebraska basketball pounds Wisconsin 90-60 to move to 10-0 on the season. That ranking, if they beat Illinois, goes up and up and up from 23rd.
God, yeah.
We are enjoyed in the studio by a special guest. First time on our show. He's not new to the station, but his name is Thomas Bilianco. He's been a long-time basketball guy, played at William & Mary at college, played overseas for, 10 years, Thomas? Is that right?
9 years.
Nine years. Coach.
Where were you?
Italy, top league. Italy, several years. France, all around. All around. Almost a little made the NBA, but back then they didn't respect a 6'11 guy that could shoot the three.
You'd be very popular now.
Do you go 6'11?
With shoes on 6'11.
Do you have a high release like Rink?
We have a little different shots. Okay.
Now Thomas has done a lot of training with basketball players all across the country. Nebraska, a lot of players here. I mean, we're talking about Bryce McGowan's. Who are we talking about here, Thomas?
Man, Bryce McGowan's, who currently is kicking butt for the Pelicans, even though they're 3-20, but he's playing while he's shooting.
He's playing for the Pelicans.
40% plus from three, averaging about 8 points, getting a lot of starts, which is huge. Bryce Williams, now with Detroit Pistons G League, Sammy G, Sam Griesel over in Alba Berlin. They've won 12 in a row. Isaiah Roby, who's starting this Friday with the Westchester Knicks back in the G League, Jordy Shimanga, Trey McGowan's, the list goes on and on. Cale Jacobson, Justin Bolus on this current team. So, yeah, it's been a lot of players, and I'm a mentor and father figure. It's more than just basketball with all these guys.
Bryce Williams in the G League, how close is he?
Really?
Pistons are rolling.
He's put up some big points in those games.
It's just for everyone to know. It just shows you how hard this really is.
I know
Bryce is really close, but he's also really far away. And there's nobody better than Bryce McGowan's, I think, for everyone to look at. He's year four, and he's finally getting starts with the Pelicans, but even then, he's still on a two-way contract. So, five-star, top 20 player, all Big Ten, boom, 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 and you're fighting for your life to stay in the league.
Let's talk current team up, Jake.
Now, again, last night, Nebraska wins 90-60. Now, I've talked to Thomas a lot before the season. I mean, I think we're both surprised at how good this team has been so far, but Thomas, Nebraska beats Creighton by 21. They beat Wisconsin by 30. How shocked are you by this start? Because I'm stunned by it.
For all those out there listening, my biggest things before the season, as you guys know, I'm very close with the staff and the players and all that. My thoughts were they got to stay very healthy, mm-hmm. which was, you can say every team has to, but with certain players like Rink, we got to stay healthy. Every game matters. They got to play great team defense, and that's Nate Lesner, who we can talk about more.
Yeah.
My dear friend Nate, he's got these guys rolling. You got to shoot the living crap out of it, which they are, but it also leads to shooting the crap out of it. Then they can actually open up the cutting lanes and the backdoor cuts and all the stuff they did last night, getting to the rim. So, yeah, and then they got to get lucky. They got to win a lot of games at home. And, you just got to hope that guys stay locked in and play as a team. This is a team. That's what we're seeing. I think people are so shocked by it. It's like, man, what's going on? It's like they're actually playing team basketball, and they seem to like each other from what I know, what I see. And that goes a long way, especially in the new NIL world.
Nate Lenzer, you mentioned. And Fred, by the way, after last night's game, he was asked what he was most proud of in that dominating performance. And he said, our defense. What is it about Nate Lenzer's defense? What makes it a Nate Lenzer defense? What can you say is a signature of Nate Lenzer's defense? Signature elements.
Well, I mean, I texted him last night. I sent him a picture of Illinois, some kind of emoji of Illinois, and I said, I already know what's up. And he responds at like 11:30. He's like, yep, I'm on film. Nate is so intense. Wow. He gets after it. And he, I mean, I think he owes me, it's a running joke now, but he owes me like 20 dinners and like 25 bottles of wine because he never has time. He's got three daughters and a wife, but he's working 95 hours a week. And I wish more Husker people knew that because I know it's a football centric state.
Sure.
But it's turning into volleyball, basketball more and more by the day, isn't it?
Well, volleyball's been for a long time. Yeah, basketball, we're getting there. We're getting there for hoops.
I'm sorry. I was just making a joke.
No, you're fine.
But no, Nate is.
You're fine.
Nate likes to have guys fly around. Last night, emphasize control the glass, high hands, pressure, keep it in the triangle, and just get rebounds and fly around.
See, Jake, you don't always think about defense. You don't think about the closing the defensive possession with the rebound. That's a big part of the defense. Lenzer, what? Okay, this is the question I have. As someone who's more football centric, why does it take so long to study basketball film? It can't be that complex.
Every team has different tendencies.
Mm-hmm.
Every team has different sets, different calls when players are in, all that stuff. So,
okay,
I mean,
okay,
it's become more and more of an art because so many coaches don't know how to evaluate, whether it's scouting or on film. So breaking stuff down, picking up tendencies, play calls, all that kind of stuff. So when you see some stuff happening, obviously, it could be just like football, but you can call it the plays, and you know maybe they have 5 sets, 10 sets. Whenever somebody has the ball, they know that they're going to do more of this. Then you can put the right players in. Then you know how to help side more, who's going to be able to shoot it, what the percentage is on shooting threes, are they long misses, short misses, how to rebound. All those things matter for a guy like Nate. I mean, he's going to be a head coach sooner than later, especially if this season keeps going it is. He's going to be a head man sooner than later, but it's because of his tenacity on the defensive end and his study habits.
Now, we're talking about Thomas Villanco again, talking Nebraska basketball again. Longtime trainer, has helped train a lot of Husker players also across the country as well, played overseas for 9 years. I'm curious, Rink Mast is so popular with his fan base, and rightfully so. But the story on him, it comes from Bradley, plays 2 years ago, was great that year, sits out last year with the knee injury, with the surgery, and this year, you can't tell. It looks like he's back to what he was, if not way better than he was 2 years ago. What makes him so special? Like, why is he so good?
He's a throwback. I mean, watching the game last night and the Creighton game. No, Creighton game I don't even want to talk about that. That was just a weird game.
Creighton
looked like they had never played basketball before. But, I mean, it's a lot of what I do. I would thrive on this team just because I hit threes, I can go back door, I can dunk, I could really, really pass. I'm a smart player. And that's what Rink is. And that's what that's why this season's so, it could be special.
Yeah.
Because there's not many players like Rink Mast that look like they're 29, 35 years old, running around like you're 50 years old, but can hit a three, can make the right pass, knows how to control the whole offense. And that's what Fred loves, is to have a guy like Rink, you know, very, very similar to Derek Walker. But Rink is, like, when he made that spin move the other game,
yes,
my heart stopped because I'm like, dude, don't do that. Let's just
with that knee.
Let's keep it simple. But no, he controls the ship, and it's been really, really cool to see.
I always do this with my grandson, who's a huge NBA fan. I'll say, okay, I know the best player on Team X. Who's the second best player on? Who's the third best player? Who's Nebraska's second best player right now?
Oh, it's 1A, 1B, Price, Sanford, and Rink. It's not even close.
Oh, Price not is, close.
Price is, he is, his three-point shooting, his quickness of getting the shot off, his release, is setting him up to be deceptively quick, because he's not quick, but because they have to respect the three, that's why he's getting to the rim, because guys are closing out so hard and falling for a shot fake. No, Price is, man, he's... We can tell when he's not doing a whole lot, and they're really trying to shut him down the last few games. Things get a little in a lull. Mm-hmm. Then when other guys kind of get going, then he can open up a little bit. That's when things really take off. So,
you know, I look also on this team. You know, we've seen improvements from Berke Buchtengel, who was not good last year. I mean, frankly, he was disappointing last season. Obviously, this year been a lot better. Offensively, he's improved. His defense. I mean, he was good last year, but his defense has been phenomenal this year.
Would you say he's an excellent defender?
Hey, guys, it's Jake Sorensen. Hair loss is not just about hair. It's about how you feel when you look into the mirror. Hims helps you take back that confidence with access to simple, personalized care that fits your life. You shouldn't have to rearrange your life to deal with hair loss. Hims offers convenient access to a range of prescription hair loss treatments with ingredients that work, including chews, oral medications, serums, and sprays. There's no hidden fees, no surprise costs, just real, personalized care on your schedule. Think about Hims as your digital front door that gets you back to your old self with simple 100% online access to trusted treatments for real health concerns all in one place. For simple online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more, visit Hims.com/earlybreak. That's Hims.com/earlybreak for your free online visit. Hims.com/earlybreak. Individual results may vary based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Featured products include compounded drug products, which the FDA does not approve or verify for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information. Hey guys, Jake Sorensen. The holidays are almost here, and if you still have names on your list, don't panic. Uncommon Goods makes holiday shopping stress-free and joyful with thousands of one-of-a-kind gifts you can't find anywhere else. You'll discover presents that feel meaningful and personal, never rushed or last minute. Uncommon Goods looks for products that are high quality, unique, and often handmade or made in the U.S. Many are crafted by independent artists and small businesses, so every gift feels special and thoughtfully chosen. For example, I just got a Miami Dolphins whiskey board that fits my bar perfectly in my basement with four glasses for tasters when friends come over. Uncommon Goods has something for everyone, from moms and dads to kids and teens, from book lovers and sports fans to foodies, mixologists, and gardeners. You'll find unforgettable gifts that are anything but ordinary. Every purchase you make at Uncommon Goods, they give back $1 to a nonprofit partner of your choice. They've donated more than $3.1 million to date. So don't wait. Make this holiday the year you give something truly unforgettable. To get 15% off your next gift, go to uncommongoods.com/earlybreak. That's uncommongoods.com/earlybreak for 15% off. Don't miss out on this limited time offer. Uncommon Goods, we're all out of the ordinary.
Oh, we thought that. Why, now, what are you telling us?
Well, I thought, Jake, you were going to start off with the Turkish Delight, who I told Kent Pavelka way before the season started last year. I was like, hey, I got the nickname for Burke, and I told him it's the Turkish Delight. And he's like, I love that. I might steal it from you. I said, go ahead. Burke, to me.
Did he take it? I don't know. I've heard him still call it.
Turkish Delight.
Has Kent Pavelka said that?
I mean, that's pretty good. It's not overwhelmingly good, but go ahead. go ahead.
You guys are laughing. The thing with him is, and this, it's the business now, right?
Yeah.
It's a business, the ROI. You know, last night, played phenomenal.
Yes.
But, you know, I'm getting texts because people know my thoughts on Burke. I'm like, Burke's got to step up more. And I'm getting texts left and right about, you know, vampire Burke with the blood coming down and all these things. If he can just keep playing his role, I mean, he hit two threes last night and you thought maybe the world ended.
I felt that way.
Yes.
Because? Because he was 2 for 20 going in.
And he made all four free throws also.
hey, by the way, 2 for 20 going in on threes.
That's why I thought the world was ending in that game.
But no, so if these guys can keep playing as a team and buy in, the road's going to be tough. They haven't had a road game yet. You can say this, you know, the Pentagon was a road game. It wasn't.
It's a home game.
Kansas was, yeah. It's going to get real now, and that's why I think as fans, just try to respect every game, go into every game like, hey, let's have fun, because this team's fun. I don't know how many times moving forward you're going to see a team like this that can shoot threes, play defense, have fun, you know, have guys like Sam Hoiberg and Cale Jacobson that are scrappers, former walk-ons.
Thomas, I mean, we have some responsibility here not to go overboard. So what are your concerns? You got to have some concerns about this team. What's a concern?
Well, when they, you know, they're going to get punched in the face, how they respond, you know, their schedule. I mean, everyone can look at it, but it's, I mean, they go, you know, at Minnesota, at Michigan within 3 days, you know, they have the Indiana at Ohio State, at Indiana.
Rough.
Tough.
The end of the season. I mean, that's at USC, at UCLA, Iowa home. Like, there's going to be some
really
stretches.
Rough. Yeah.
And they just got to stay healthy. They got to keep playing as a team, buy into what Nate's doing and what Fred's doing. And, hopefully we're talking come dance time.
Now, a name that I don't think people really knew a lot of before the season that I did not know much about of is Braden Frager. Now, he went to Southwest High School in Lincoln and didn't play last year. And, I mean, he's off the bench. The guy is offense every game. He brings it every game. He gets to the hoop. He can shoot the three. He plays pretty good defense. He rebounds well.
where did he come from? I mean, where did this story come from? Because I don't remember him at Southwest. I don't watch high school scoops that closely, but like his rise has been stunning to me as well, Thomas.
Frager is the he is the ultimate. I mean, I guess a roller coaster. He's plays with a lot of intensity, a lot of emotion. That's Nate's guy. Nate Lesner recruited him, and I know keeps tabs on him a lot. Just to, you know, Frager wants to play,
yeah,
and he wants to be intense and do all those things. So, no, he's definitely been a big spark plug for the team and his intensity and his shooting prowess for sure.
So Frager last night plays 29 minutes. He 15 points, 4-4 on free throws, 3-7 on threes, 6 rebounds for him. I mean, every game is showing up. But he's only had, I think he didn't play a lot against Oklahoma for some reason, that 105-99 win. But other than that, he's been very consistently good this season and making shots when he needed to make shots.
Yeah, rolled the ankle before the Oklahoma
game. Right.
So he was a little bit, but right, again, he's going to have his ups and downs, but let's hope it's consistent on the up and up.
I got to think you have some early thoughts on Nebraska-Illinois. I mean, Thomas, how much do you know about Illinois?
I mean, I've seen him play a game and a half. I saw them play UConn.
Okay.
It's going to be tough. I mean, 3 o'clock in Champaign. It's like their first true, true big home game. It's going to be rocking. And you know how it is. I mean, if PBA, I always tell people, if PBA wasn't rocking like it was, that helps so much for players. It's just the truth. If that place wasn't going nuts, then PBA is not PBA. So I've seen Champaign get nuts. So
oh, I have
it's going to be tough. It's going to be tough, a tough game, but I think a true test to see where they really are.
Joined by Thomas Bilianco. A couple more questions for you, Thomas. Now, both sides of the injury spectrum. Of course, Connor Sejan out for the year with the ankle injury. Part one would be how significant is that for depth going forward? And also, we've not seen Ugi yet, the transfer from Central Michigan. He's supposed to be back with a back injury at some point soon. What do you know about him, and how much can he be valuable in the post, the next part of the season?
Start with Connor.
Yeah.
I think it's going to be a big loss, because I think last year he had a few games where he helped win the games for him. So, of course, you know, people are, oh, we don't need him. No, there's going to be games when you might need Connor. So him coming back next year, I know Fred's happy about that, you know, not have to go to the portal to get somebody else. As far as Ugi, I saw him play this summer a little bit, but this coming from a guy, I had back surgery. And when you have back stuff, man, you're one twist or turn away on defense from pulling something. So I'm hoping he's healthy when they put him back in, and they wouldn't put him back in if he wasn't. So I'm excited to see what he can do, because he showed some glimpses this summer.
What does he look like? Can he shoot the threes like Rink at all or not?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I mean, he's more probably get to the rim a little bit.
What is the value of having an older team? What are the values? What?
I mean, you can see it out there, because guys, the way they respect each other, the way they look to Rink, Sam, Jamarcus, just the calming presence of a lot of the guys. No one kind of is the last hurrah. And I think it's good for some of the young guys to have guys like Rink out there. I mean, that's why it's professional basketball. It's the second, you know, highest paid league in the world now. You got guys that are 23, 22, 24, 25 playing. So, no, I think it's huge having an older team. I think Fred for sure loves it, because he doesn't have to do as much of the hard work as far as, you know, dealing with knuckleheads and guys that have issues.
Yeah. Thomas, that's fascinating
stuff. Thomas told me also, we're lucky to have Thomas Linky, because you had some opportunities this offseason, Thomas, to go elsewhere. Where were you getting wooed by?
No. I had one of my best friends in life is Bucky McMillan. He is now the Texas A&M coach in the SEC. He went from Samford to Texas A&M. So some stuff went out over the Twitterverse that I was possibly in the running for the assistant job. So I had to knock those rumors down someday.
Stuck
maybe.
Around.
We are lucky to have Thomas just wandering around the ticket, because oftentimes he's here in the morning, and Thomas, you may not even notice. I'll just try to hit you and try to get some knowledge. Just a quick shot of knowledge. So this was a more sustained burst of knowledge. Thank you, Thomas.
And by the way, before I wrap up, me and Thomas are rivals this week, because Steelers fan, Dolphins fan.
Why are you a Steelers fan? Are you from that area?
My dad's from that area. Grew up a Steelers fan. Big Steelers fan. Shout out to my mom and dad. Can I give you one quick stat?
Please do.
Threes.
Okay.
Nebraska's all about threes. George Washington, front runner for the A-10, along with St. Bonaventure, my dad's team. They played Army about a week and a half ago. How many threes were shot in that game? Quick.
Which game?
Army versus George Washington.
Okay.
I don't know.
Take a guess. Quick.
Army. Both teams or one team?
Total, combined.
Okay, I'll guess. I'll say 92.
Well, that's a lot. 70.
Okay.
That's the new world we live in. Yeah, 73. Yeah. It was 84 to 70, and there was 73 shot. It's the new way we live now, and it's for a lot of people that don't like that, it's not changing. So.
But here's the thing about Fred's team. They go to the rim. They score. Look at I don't have the stat in front of me, but look at what they did in the paint last night.
Nebraska had 44 points in the paint compared to Wisconsin's 24 points.
44 in the paint.
And that's why I've said if you can shoot the ball well, that opens up so much more with a team that's savvy, veteran, smart like they have right now, which I think is a huge bonus. If, I'm not going to say too much, but if we can get to a tournament, and you know which one, it will bode very well against many matchups. So I'm hopeful. I'm hopeful.
How about that, Jake?
I'm excited. Nebraska basketball 10-0. They beat Wisconsin 90-60.
Yeah, that
gets after
you.
A 21 point pummeling with Creighton. Things are good.
Yeah, that's real evidence.
We're having a good time.
That's real evidence that they have something over there. Now, again, the schedule is brutally tough in the Big Ten, so we just have to kind of let's see what it looks like game to game.
Let's play our best basketball coming into March. Game by game. Yes. I know that's how they think. So
shout out to the Steelers, to Chuck Knoll, to Franco Harris.
Dolphins Steelers Monday Night Football in frigid Pittsburgh, maybe about 20 degrees. Not good for the Dolphins, but we'll see if they can win a game.
Thomas.
Steel Nation.
Thomas.
He is Thomas Bilianco. Follow him on Twitter at Bilianco Hoops. Thomas, thanks so much. We'll talk to you soon, I'm sure.
Appreciate you guys.
All right, good stuff. When we come back, let's talk to Jeremiah Tripp from Computer Hardware next on Early Break on the Ticket.